Chapter 12. Govinda. Together with other monks, Govinda used to spend the time of rest between pilgrimages in the pleasure grove, which the courtesan Kamala had given to the followers of Gotama for a gift. He heard talk of an old ferryman who lived one day's journey away by the river, and who was regarded as a wise man by many. When Govinda went back on his way, he chose the path to the ferry, eager to see the ferryman, because, although he had lived his entire life by the rules, though he was also looked upon with veneration by the younger monks on account of his age and modesty, the restlessness and the searching still had not perished from his heart. He came to the river and asked the old man to ferry him over, and when they got off the boat on the other side he said to the old man, "You're very good to us monks and pilgrims. You've already ferried many of us across the river. Aren't you too, ferryman, a searcher for the right path?" Quoth Siddhartha, smiling from his old eyes, "Do you call yourself a searcher, O venerable one, though you are already old in years, and are wearing the robe of Gotama's monks?" "It's true, I'm old," spoke Govinda. "But I haven't stopped searching. Never I'll stop searching. This seems to be my destiny. You too, so it seems to me, have been searching. Would you like to tell me something, O Honourable One?" Quoth Siddhartha, "What should I possibly have to tell you, O Venerable One? Perhaps that you're searching far too much, that in all that searching you don't find the time for finding." "How come?" asked Govinda. "When someone is searching," said Siddhartha, "then it might easily happen that the only thing his eyes still see is that which he searches for, that he is unable to find anything, to let anything enter his mind, because he always thinks of nothing but the object of his search, because he has a goal, because he is obsessed by the goal. Searching means having a goal, but finding means being free, being open, having no goal. You, O Venerable One, are perhaps indeed a searcher, because striving for your goal there are many things you don't see which are directly in front of your eyes." "I don't quite understand yet," said Govinda. "What do you mean by this?" Quoth Siddhartha, "A long time ago, O Venerable One,